words to live by. More words of wisdom, from the Lord, our God and Savior. Part 4. The Selfless Servant. The selfless servant shall be filled, and put to use, in all the earth, dwelling always in the inner courts, of my love, where grace and truth flow as a river, which never runs dry, partaking of my glory, bearing fruit in kind. For he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, abides in the shadow of the Almighty. And from this servant nothing is withheld. Lo, within him are written the commandments of God, and engraven upon his heart is the name of love and pure righteousness. In his mind's eye he sees the holy sacrifice, the salvation of many. With his lips he sings the song of the Lamb, and with his mouth he testifies to the glory of the Lord, without ceasing. For great is Yahuwah, his God, and holy is the one who is poured out. For the mouths of the pure in heart are open, and he shall surely fill them up, even as a welcomed rain, in the height of summer, says the Lord. Made whole. This is wisdom. I am he. And this is understanding. I abide forever. All healing is in me. Therefore, everyone who comes to me is made whole, and everyone who lives in me shall abide forever, says the Lord. Eternal fire. The Lord our God has kindled a fire. His heart is set ablaze over his beloved. Thus all who willingly pass through the flame shall be purified, refined and restored, in the image in which he created them. Yet the wicked shall never be established. Their places shall be removed, burned up, utterly consumed. For the Lord our God is a consuming fire, the purifying flame. The sower and the reaper. Such troubled children, always divided. None have learned to walk, not one truly knows me. Yea, darkness is overhead, and many have fallen back to sleep. In the height of summer, they withered. Under the heat of the noonday sun, they became faint, and fell down. And now the time of the harvest is here, relief is very near. Yet who opens their eyes to look upon me? Who stands up, and bears their burden gladly, that all might eat, and rejoice in their labors, that all might rejoice, and give thanks, together, for the bounty which I have provided? Looking to the day, when the plowman overtakes the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed, says the Lord. The Salvation Day. The salvation day of men is fourfold. It was ordained before the foundation of the world, fulfilled at my birth, finished at my death on the cross, and solidified eternally upon my resurrection, says the Lord Yahushua. The truth endures forever. The power of a lie is only as strong as those who believe it, yet the truth will set you free. All lies are born of the evil one, and shall perish. Yet the truth endures forever. Anathema. Thus says the Lord. As it is written, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and because they have rejected knowledge, I must also reject them. In all their forsaking of me, are they taken away. On account of their pride, they reject me, and in their arrogance, do they hold fast to their own way, treading the wide path. Therefore are the walls of Jerusalem broken down. Thus is the vineyard of the Lord tread down. Behold, the vats overflow. Every vessel is tipped. All new wine evaporates in the fire. And still, my people are not saved. The Redeemer. Behold, I had come, the Son who was completely blameless, to bear the guilt of all the Father's children. The just, for the unjust. The innocent, for the guilty. The Son of Man, for the sons of men. Says the Lord Yahushua. Letting go. Here is wisdom. For one to depart this world, they must first depart in spirit, willingly forsaking their life in this world, fully embracing mine. Coming to me free, without any form of malice in their heart toward another. then shall they be taken, says the Lord. True fellowship. True fellowship comes not by words spoken amongst a group of united people. Rather, it starts with the heart, and is found in the stillness of my spirit, where my peace mends the broken, and my gentle caress gladdens the heart. For all those found at the feet of the Lord are covered with grace, and those who abide in my love are indeed of one accord, says the Lord. Walk humbly with your God. Hear and understand. The moment pride enters a man, and the moment he stands in front of me to look elsewhere, is the same moment my hand is removed. For I have shown you my servants what is good, and that which I require, that you should do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. Yet how can one behold my face while looking elsewhere, seeking glory for themselves? And how can one who has stepped in front of me walk in my footsteps? Beloved, how shall one who runs away from me to tread another path take my hand? Says the Lord. Faith. When my servant no longer seeks to see with his eyes, nor hear with his ears, the fulfillment of those things written, then he will know his faith is near to completion, says the Lord. For one who must see with his eyes lacks trust, and one who has itching ears lacks understanding. Yet the servant who truly believes is no longer bound by the need for confirmation. He seeks not after signs, nor does he sit idle, waiting for the news. For his trust is complete, his understanding full, and he is at peace, walking in the ways of the Lord. Walking free. One who bears their own burdens must also bear the heat of the day. Yet one who lets go, cutting every cord that binds them to this world, walks free, and shall be given eagle's wings, says the Lord. Antidote. Judging another man's servant poisons the heart and corrupts every good intention. Yet judging one's own judgment, taking every thought captive, renders this poison neutral and of no effect. Righteous discernment, according to that which the Spirit reveals, says the Lord. Idle hands. Idle hands lack bread, and an idle heart lacks trust. Their backs are bent down always, their countenances fallen, their eyelids have grown very heavy. Yet love strengthens the spirit, and washing another's feet is good for the soul, renewing the whole of the body, says the Lord. I remain always the good teacher, who continually reminds his students of that which he has taught them, before they lose sight of the goal. I remain also the faithful shepherd, who calls to his sheep, before they have wandered too far. The wise and loving father, who makes the sins of his beloved known early, while they are still able to step easily off the crooked path, says the Lord Yahushua. Elect and precious. You are more than the filth that covers you, more than the sin that fills you, much more than the choices you make. For I see your beauty. I know your heart, and the love which you have for me. Behold, I know you as you are, and will be, with me, where I am. You are not that which you choose in a moment of weakness. You are that which I have created, and will become that which I restore, and will remain always, a beautiful, finished work. Elect, and precious. My everlasting treasure. Even as I shall be yours also. For I know my own, says the Lord. Grace, and the moral law. Hear and understand. Salvation can in no wise depart from you, once received. Therefore, seek to please the Father, and keep the law. For how can one who walks in me by grace also walk in that which had condemned them? Shall my people reach toward heaven with their hands, while their feet continue to tread the wide path which leads to destruction? And how shall one who loves me take my hand and walk beside me, with one foot on the good ground and the other in the grave? Therefore, knowledge must increase, and sin decrease, to enter the kingdom of heaven. For one who is under grace, bears fruit of the same, and the one who kept the law of the Father, revealed that grace, by works. So then, grace is first and everlasting. Then comes works. The first works done in faith. Even the first fruits bore in your lives. Which is to love the Father, and one another. By keeping the law. Says the Lord. A desirable union. Thus says the Lord to those who seek Him. Do you abide in me? Have you received of that which I offer? For until one has stilled their heart, and quieted the thoughts of their mind, they shall by no means hear that which the Spirit speaks. How then shall they walk in my will, if they are unable to discern? Yet everyone who looks for me, with all their heart, and with all their soul, shall surely find me. And everyone who seeks my will, in all trust, shall know it. And in the secret place of my presence, shall we break bread together, set apart from the many plots of the evil one, away from the noise of this world. For this is where quiet understanding abounds, and the will of the Lord is made plain. Where the broken receive peace, and every sin is absolved in my healing embrace. Where the heart of every son rests securely in the hands of his Father. And where the hearts of my daughters are restored, and shine anew, in my likeness. A desirable union, fulfilling every desire of the heart, in my love, says the Lord. Consider my love. Behold my hands, and my feet, and consider my love. For the scars of my passion remain, a holy, everlasting covenant, written in the blood of the Lamb. Taste and see, beloved, drink, until that which is veiled no longer. Until the void within your heart is filled. For my love was written in every stripe I endured for you, poured out in every drop of blood I shed for you, revealed when you pierced my hands and my feet. Beloved, I am married unto you. A union sealed forever. In the blood, we share. Says the Lord Yahushua. A man of God. A man of God is humble and quiet, until called upon to speak. A man of low degree who treads softly, until called upon to act. A lowly man, who is completely in love with me, who does not his own will, nor seek his own way. A man who waits upon the Lord, and hesitates not, when the command comes down from the mouth of the Lord his God. A man after my own heart. My servant. My friend. Says the Lord.